This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia. In this episode, I have to address basically a lot of real estate stuff that has happened over the past week that I haven't had time to address. So this is kind of like a news dump, and it does require your attention, for which is why it's not dropping on the usual schedules in which I publish my episodes. Now, for those of you that are on video platform only, you should be subscribed to my podcast, because there are other things that I put out there that sometimes do not make it out to the video platforms. And the same thing for you audio only listeners that do not have a subscription to any of my video platforms. So I think the best place for you to just digest everything and everything that I do is at www.theandressegovia.com. Make sure you check regularly so you don't miss out on any updates that I put out there. And of course, follow me on the socials, whatever's more convenient for you. Now, let's get to the news dump. I got three items that I want to go over as quickly as I can, but I'm going to start with the red alert that I just received. So some of this is federal level, another one's the state level, and the other one's at the county level. So let me start with the county, in this case, Los Angeles County. The Los Angeles County intends to extend the residential eviction moratorium. So this was put out first by the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles, that's AAGLA. They recently reported that the LA County is planning to extend the countywide residential eviction moratorium through January 31st, 2022. So for those of you that are fully aware of this, let your Board of Supervisors know that the eviction moratorium must end now. I believe there's a meeting. Yeah, it's right here on the email from the Brennan Law Firm. They say on Tuesday, September 28th, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors will be meeting, and they will be discussing the further extension of the countywide eviction moratorium to January 31st, 2022. They call it Agenda Item 21. The board is also directing that the moratorium be renamed the County COVID-19 Tenant Protections Resolution. Right now, there is just no justification for the continued extension of these interim emergency measures. It is time for renters to go back to work and pay their rent, quite literally. And when you have some tenants that are literally showing up with brand new cars in their driveway, but they're not paying their rent, what's that tell you about their priorities? They continue to stick it to property owners. So this is unfair. So now let me segue to the next newsletter that I got. This one's from the National Association of Default Professionals. This one's pretty key, because how many of you were shocked when the current administration in Washington, D.C. did not extend the eviction moratorium, but the CDC came out of nowhere and said that they're putting a stop to all evictions and rent collection? Exactly. Who the heck is the CDC to do any of this? The CDC is not a fourth branch of government. It's not constitutional, and it was struck down by a judge. Well, guess what? We have United States Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cori Bush introducing legislation that could extend the eviction moratoriums. So now I segue to the third article I wanted to get through. I don't want to take too much of your time, and I'm also up on time. This is from the Daily Wire. This is from September 17th, titled "Riding Post-Recall Mandate, Gavin Newsom Bans Most Single-Family-Only Zoning in California." Now, today, as I record this, the Apartment Owners Association of America was having a seminar to discuss, like, well, how can we leverage this to for property owners to be able to create more income opportunities from this? Of course, I know how. I'm a property owner myself, property manager, and I'm in construction. So ADUs, or taking advantage of the relaxed zoning laws to be able to add to the property, making separate units, and now they're officially recognized by, or they should be at least recognized by the cities and the counties and even the state with the certificate of occupancy when done right. So all this sounds fantastic, that California basically, and this is from the office of the governor of California, they're saying, we are taking historic steps to make the California dream more attainable by giving communities additional tools to expand affordable housing production while holding local governments accountable. Our work is far from over as we tackle this housing crisis. And this strategy, while it sounds like, oh, look, I can actually make more income, or actually generate income from my single family home by being able to turn it into multiple units if I must, and it'll be recognized legally, so I don't have to worry about the city inspector coming over and citing me to, hey, tear down that illegal conversion you have there. Now it's going to be legally recognized, so it seems. Anyone that takes advantage of this needs to understand one thing. I've said it repeatedly on my show. It's going to fall under rent control, and anyone that knows anything about rent control just means giving the government a leg in through the door so they can take over your private property. That's essentially what rent control is. This socialist takeover of our private properties will not stop. And if you're blinded by this ambition, like, oh, now I can generate income from my single family home property, you just fell into their trap. This is a honeypot trap, and I don't like it. But if you want to take advantage of it for yourself, by all means, do so. It's your property. Do as you may. But be warned. Don't be surprised when you start getting a bill so you can register to the city or the county or even the state, depending on how they're going to do this, that you have to now register your property as a business, and you're going to be taxed every single year for that property to register as income property, and you're actually paying for the inspections to be happening on an annual basis for the government to check how you're living. And it's up to their discretion if they like the way you live or you don't, and they'll cite you for it. This is insane. They're coming after our property, and it has to stop. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, say, and know how you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this episode. I'll see you on the next one.